Welcome back, KPLS Radio.
Hey,
joining me in studio
is the band Possible Oscar. Oscar.
Give it up for folks.
Oh yeah,
it is the Oscar Cast number 32.
Whoa! Happy birthday, Oscar Cast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we have been doing this over a year. I think we started in like August of last year.
Probably.
Yeah. So this would be our anniversary episode. Let's just say it's our anniversary.
All right.
Episode.
Hey, happy 1 year anniversary.
Woo!
To us. Look at us.
Hey!
Look, hey, look who just walked in.
PSS 190. How are you doing? Oh, that's good to hear, yeah, I guess. I heard that you learned how to ride a bicycle all by yourself. Well, now it's good news. Yeah. I know. You can get around now. You can hang out with all your other noise-making friends.
And your bitches and hoes.
Hey, all right.
You've learned some chords. Good job.
Wow. He's been working all week.
So what's going on with you fellas? Jeff, why don't we start with you?
Well, if you recall, last night we both attended the Foo Fighters concert.
I don't recall.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, this is true.
You had some drinks.
Jeff and I and my friend Shane. And Jeff's
my lovely wife
and my sister Erin, we all went out to the big Foo Fighters show at Excel Center in St. Paul, Minnesota.
How long was the show?
Long.
Yeah, they played for like 2 hours 40 minutes. Now you can chop out about 10 minutes of them doing the fake, "We're gonna leave the stage now," and then you guys are gonna make a lot of noise and come back, and we're gonna play, you know, another hour.
They like to do that.
Did they stop doing the acoustic half?
It wasn't a half, but there were, when they came back from the break, as it were. Mm-hmm. Dave did a couple of acoustic numbers.
Approximately 2.5.
Yes.
Was Everlong acoustic?
No. Everlong was the closer.
Okay.
So we were at Excel, and we elected to arrive a little late and didn't catch all of the opening band. Originally, there were supposed to be two opening bands. This is the first date of the North American tour, the official North American tour. And the first band, Mariachi El Bronx, for whatever reason, was not able to play.
I think they're still in the Bronx.
Maybe. I don't know anything about this band. Nathan, is this a band you've heard of?
Rise Against?
No, the first band, Mariachi El Bronx.
Nope.
Okay. So really, I don't think we missed anything. The second band, who was, the first band, Rise Against, we caught the end of their set. Any opinions on them, Nathan?
They're like one of my favorite bands.
Yeah?
Your voice sounds like this now. It's all deep and so sexy.
Yeah. I love them. But I also saw them when they played with Rancid.
Yeah.
And Rancid, the lead singer, was drunk off his ass.
Shocking. Surprise.
Right. And
call TMZ.
There wasn't a lot of comparison. But I really like Rise Against. I think they're a solid band, nice guys.
They were solid, pretty tight.
I thought they were decent. So yeah. I'm curious enough to maybe investigate some of their music. So
I pretty much have all of it.
Cool.
You want?
What are they rising against? That's the big question.
They're vegans, so they're crazier than I am with my vegetarianism.
Rise against the meat. I get it.
Yeah.
my one complaint about
call that morning.
My one complaint about Rise Against. They seem to have like a black and white aesthetic. And the bass player had like a seafoam green bass. I just thought it stuck out and it looked kind of weird. But hey,
that's new.
You're gonna play whatever you're gonna play. And
yeah.
What do you say? What do you say? PSS. What is the rest of it? 190.
Wow. Ooh, you sound a little sickly there.
Yeah.
You got something in your throat?
He's on Barry White setting.
Everything was right on schedule. They had sent out that the Foo Fighters were going to start at 8:30, and pretty much 8:30 on the dot, lights went out.
Right on the nuts. Mm-hmm.
And they kicked off the show, and they opened with the first two songs on the new album, which I kind of expected them to do. I think that's a good pairing. So, it was a great show. They played a lot. All the hits. They have a lot of songs.
Yes.
Yes. So, are there any songs that you think that they should have played that they didn't play, Jeff?
I was looking for DOA, which is one of my favorite Foo songs, but
a little deeper cut, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It was nice.
They did bring out a couple. They brought
Stacked Actors.
Stacked
and,
Actors was cool.
Generator.
Yeah, Generator's not my favorite song.
Didn't they break that down for like 12 minutes? And
there were a lot of songs that they did some extended breakdowns in the middle of.
Did they do any like covers within the breakdowns?
That was their encore.
Yeah,
actually.
What was it? Was it Stacked Actors that went in? No. Which one went into the Tom Petty breakdown song?
Oh God, I think that was
Tom Petty. Which one's it? Which song?
I'm trying to remember what song they started with, but then it broke down to that, and Dave just started. They kind of got real quiet, and then Dave started just going.
I think that was
the breakdown.
I believe so.
Yeah. So then they played that. It was really kind of cool. And
no,
then
no Jerry Rafferty.
What? No.
Who? No. Okay. They play that Jerry Rafferty song.
They did a Queen cover.
Yes.
Which all the old people in my section really seemed to like. Shane and I were in a section closer to the stage, and it was a lot of, you know, older people. And I hate to say that I'm probably nearing that group, but I'm just like, wow, there are not any kids in this section. It's really strange.
It's how it should be, damn it.
Yeah.
Rubble, rubble.
So I had a good time.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I would agree.
They had a good job. They, yeah. They had these really cool, like, for lack of a better term, there were these modules they had as part of their lighting rig. And they had probably four or five rows of them, and there were probably six across or whatever. And they were like these sort of triangular things, but they were also curved. And they were a combination of LED screen and they had lights below them. And then these things could move up and down in rows and individually, and they would periodically put up related images to the song and stuff like that. I thought it was kind of a cool thing.
Huh. It looked pretty cool from my vantage point.
For me, as you know, since I'm sort of into the technology of the music business, it's been kind of interesting to observe how smaller the big speaker columns have gotten over the years, where it used to be just lots of speakers completely wrapping around the stage. Now they have a couple of skinny little columns.
A couple of iPod docks.
Yeah, it's amazing how much more efficient the technology has gotten, so they don't need as much.
Well, that makes sense, because it's actually a pain in the ass to haul around.
Yeah, and the sound quality is a lot clearer, too, in my opinion.
But that age of the arena rock, where you had the four semis that followed the band of stage equipment, I think is gone.
I think they were about seven semi-trucks.
Yeah, trucks.
I guess it grew to seven, though.
Plus, if anyone, I keep telling you, see, to check out the Hot Buns video. You can see who the drivers are of those four trucks.
I still haven't seen that yet.
Keep in mind,
it's amusing.
As a band gets bigger, you know, they usually start getting more space, you know, like, because you don't want to have the same four guys you've been touring with for how many years.
True. All.
Yeah,
you start asking for some space, and
well, let's face it, Foo Fighters are not the ride the bus from town to town people. I'm guessing they probably stay in hotels and fly.
Maybe
that'd be my guess. Unless they're going real grassroots, then maybe they're on the bus. I don't know. I want to talk a little bit about the staging of things, because I thought it was interesting. They have, you know, your standard stage wasn't really a lot in the way of adornment. It was pretty simple: drum riser, backline with the amps and everything. Speaker wedges and stuff like that. And then it had a bit of a proscenium that stuck out, or thrust, like I should say. That was a thrust.
Peninsula.
But what's interesting is it didn't go like, I've seen in the past where they've had a really, really long one that goes out into the crowd. This one probably went out 20 feet, and then there were stairs at the end, and there was like a channel between in the crowd where so Dave could run down and run through this channel and be like right by the people. But then he ended up all the way in the back where the sound guys are and all the tech guys are.
Yeah.
We're like, what's going on back there? And then I noticed, oh, there's a microphone and some monitor wedges back there too. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then
was that straight back?
Straight back, yep. Yeah. So he was playing like to the back half of the crowd, which is pretty cool for those people back there where Jeff was, you know, mm-hmm. the cheap seats.
Yep.
But it gets even more interesting because at some point that section rises up.
Oh, nice.
And he's like 20 feet in the air on this little, you know, 6x6 platform.
It's like he was singing directly towards
rocking
me.
It out.
Towards you.
He's serenading
that's
me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
Jeff,
that's
great.
He's almost spitting on me.
So that got used like once during the main part of the concert. Yeah. But then when they came back from Encore, that's where Dave was. He was up on this little thing. It was a little misdirection because we're all watching this video thing where they're like, Shane says it's pre-taped. I guess it was. I don't know. But they're like, infrared camera, and they're like, you know, mugging like, oh, you hear more, blah, blah, how many more songs, you know, trying to get the, and then we don't catch that Dave Grohl is actually, oh, he's over there. Oh, look at that.
Misdirection. He's up on
the stage. So he did his 2.5 acoustic songs, and then they finished off the show.
Beautiful.
And I'm happy they didn't do the bullshit second encore. I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad that
it's too much.
That the encore has become so cliched now that you know it's expected. You know, and people just kind of go through the motions. I don't think people are as excited for it when they leave the stage and the house lights didn't come up. I guess they're not done. Wah! Make noise.
Well, out of all the bands I've ever seen, I think only one or two bands never came out for an encore.
Yeah,
out of like you know for 20 some years, it's just kind of been the thing.
People accept it now.
Perfect Circle was complete. like, well, Maynard in particular was a complete dick about it. He's like, you guys got day jobs. We don't want to waste everybody's time. We don't want to waste mine. So we're not going to do an encore. Let's just do this last song.
Wow. Okay.
That's basically what he said.
He probably had to poop.
Yeah, something.
Just a guess.
That's probably it.
Did someone throw a CD at his face?
It should have.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm done with Perfect Circle.
So I feel like
they
I got
no longer perfect.
I feel like I got my money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff did.
Yeah, it was long and entertaining. And
I've never seen him live. The wife has twice.
They're
said
fantastic.
That it's been like, she goes, I can't believe he can play that long. It's like the hardest working band ever.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
Yeah. And like the energy for 2.5 hours. So sounds good.
Who would have thunk it?
Cool.
Little Davey Grohl would grow up to be a
rock
star.
Davey Grohl much better than Kurt, I think.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I think Foo Fighters have done more for music than Nirvana.
Word.
Yeah. Well, Nirvana was just kind of Kurt's little whiny thing, but Foo Fighters get it. They're like I don't want to say Zeppelin, but just kind of that type of mega band, you know. But he keeps it low key, and he plays with every other band there is, with independent bands, and
he's a funny.
He's not a, you know, doesn't seem like a douche or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Nirvana credit for kind of being in the right place at the right time and sort of ushering in the bringing back a bit of honesty to rock and roll.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, yeah. As far as longevity and just pure number of good songs, Foo Fighters have won that game.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, obviously, I don't think.
Bob Mould there?
No, but Grant and Greg were.
Which is, I was really hoping Bob Mould would show up, but no.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't live here anymore. Or he lives. Does he live out in San Francisco or something like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Nathan, you went to a show.
I did. The
I
night
was supposed
before.
To go, but I pussed out.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why I was able to go, well, had we known. Anyway.
How about if I set it up real quick?
Sure, yeah.
So we were going to go to a show Tuesday night, 7th Street Entry. It was going to be MC Chris, MC Lars, and a couple of other nerdcore guys. We didn't buy advance tickets, and then throughout the day I saw MC Lars had tweeted that, hey, fourth sold-out show in a row. We're not even to the venue yet. I'm like, oh, shit. So I texted Nathan and said, MC Lars says the show sold out.
Yeah. And then I texted my friend who was also going to go, and I was like, hey, it sold out. And she went online and bought tickets.
Right. So Nathan texted me that, and then I looked and I was like, oh, no longer on sale. I'm like, well, shit.
Yeah, and she did the same thing. Like, right after that, she logged back in, and all the tickets were gone. So she probably got the last couple ones there. And then I walked in and ended up talking to MC Lars, like, as soon as I walked into the door, and he recognized me from MarsCon.
Cool.
Like, way back. And he was like, oh, you should have emailed me, I'd get you in for free. Oh. Do that next time.
Oh. We did not know we had such an in.
Yeah. He was super excited to see me once he kind of did the one take and then,
like, oh, dude, I recognize you.
Yeah, and we got to talking, and still an awesome guy, still a lot of fun.
He seems like the kind of guy who will probably remember every person he's ever met.
Yeah, probably.
Which is impressive.
So I spent a lot of merch, and he tried to talk me down. He's like, no, buy this shirt for $5 less. And I was like, I got money. Here you go.
You're a working musician. You should pay your way.
Yeah. And yeah, so 7th Street Entry, not as big as XL. I would say that the
certainly
lights,
not.
Wait a minute.
No.
Lights were a little less.
Was there any sort of thrust stage that they had applied?
No, nope. Not so much.
No.
Out into the main room.
Any 20-foot risers? No.
I will say it was better than Club Underground with MC Frontalot.
Yeah.
But
Packed House?
Yes. Definitely. But you know how we
it doesn't
had
take
those
much to pack the entry, though.
No. But you know how that's at a said. Club Underground, we had all those big guys standing around us?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all in front of me.
Oh, shitty.
And the
Were you on the like the lower part, or were you up on
no,
the
I was
back
up,
part?
I was up on the back part.
Okay.
And it was a good thing. We ended up making our way to the front because my friend was extra short. She's about a head and a little bit shorter than me. So she needed to be closer to see all over the huge nerds.
Didn't you want
to
put her on your shoulders like a...
You probably hit the head on the ceiling in that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So the name of the show is Packed Entry.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Ready that day. Yes. Thank you, PS190.
So
PSS
Yeah, and then bands played. Hip-hop is very interesting. I like it. I like seeing it. But it gets kind of old after a while, as John has said. It's much better in person sometimes than it is recorded. That's all I'm going to say about some of the acts. But I really liked Adam Warrock, who opened up. And Mega Ram, really impressive. I mean, some of the stuff he does is just jaw-dropping. And then MC Lars is a consummate entertainer. He's really great.
And you said he had a full band with him.
He had a bassist and a drummer. Yeah.
Okay. That was so enough. I've now seen him with playing tracks off of his laptop, with guest vocals from Whitey Cracker occasionally. That was when he was in town for the Nerdcore Rising tour. And I've saw him at MarsCon, where he had backing tracks, his hype man, which I wish I remembered his name, sorry, and a guitar player. And now he has drummer and bassist.
Yep.
It just an interesting how the configuration can change, but he can still perform. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it sounded great. He put on a great show, lots of energy. Definitely an inspiration for how musicians should not only act, but perform in front of people. And finally, MC Chris came on, and he just had backing tracks, and I'm not going to explain any more on recording about him.
And, yeah, you said Lars was really good about talking to everyone and, you know, working the room.
Super friendly, and, just excellent guy.
Really cool. Nice.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. Oh, sorry, I dropped.
is PSS 190 taking a nap?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
He's cuddling by my feet.
Any concerts for you lately, Jeff? John?
What?
You're not Jeff.
Yes. No. I went last night, remember?
John?
No. Oh. Holy in my head.
No. Nothing.
You
have
no concert
me.
DVDs that you've popped in? Some YouTube videos maybe you saw?
I watch 80s at 8 all the time. All
right.
So 80s videos.
What's
nonstop,
that on?
That cool TV.
What's that? What? I don't even know what that is. Is that a channel?
Cool too. Actually, no. I did play Purple Rain on cassette.
Excellent.
And Johnny went crazy for Let's Go Crazy. And that was it.
Right. Actually go nuts, like bipolar? Yes. Or
no, like
flip. He grabbed the kitchen knife.
Seizure.
He had to be restrained. Are there any new... I know your son has a burgeoning music career going on. He's got a couple of singles
yes.
already. Are any new
songs
coming
no.
out?
No, it's like... pulling teeth to getting one out of them.
Right. Because I've already learned not to talk to him forever. Or don't speak to me. Whatever. What's that song?
Don't talk
to me forever.
Yep.
But no, the second song, because he started singing something at the table. I'm like, keep it. Let's go down. Record it. And then we recorded it. And he just had like a few little bits here and there.
Yeah.
And then he just like... refuses
such
to
an artist.
So yeah. What's the process? Is he actually able to keep the time and come in at the right time, or are
no.
you are you just recording it and then
I just record them and then cut and paste.
Yeah.
Cut and paste.
Make it work.
Control V, Control C, Control V, you know. So that's like that last song I think I really had to work with some stuff and really punch it up so you could actually hear what he's saying, which you still can't understand him cuz
that's all right.
He's got a little Brooklyn accent kid thing, you know, where they got that kind of weird speech impediment where it's like a Brooklyn accent.
He's
a hard ass, yeah.
He's kind of talks like that, and I don't understand.
Hey, yo, what you talking about? Down to the water. Water.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's mine.
Get some people.
Awesome. Well, I was going to talk about getting old, but we're already at like 20 minutes here.
Hit
so
it, John.
It's my birthday next week. I'm going to be older.
Happy birthday.
Just like me, we're going to be old buddies.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the spank
old
machine.
Old buddies.
Happy birthday.
Spank machine.
To you.
We're all in our 30s now, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, I'm just happy we can still say that. We're all in our 30s, right?
Wait, Nathan, you're 30?
I'm 31.
Excellent.
Yeah, you were born 1980, just like Angie, right?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah,
no, Jesus wasn't there.
Yep.
That was a couple years before.
What year were you born, Jeff, if you're willing to let it out?
Sometime last century.
That's pretty vague.
They call it.
You're an enigma.
They call it the bicentennial.
Okay, so that puts you there. All right.
I'm a bi baby.
Well, on that note, hey, thanks for listening to the show. This has been the Possible Oscar Postercast. You can check us out at PossibleOscar.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And we're probably going to be...
in your pants.
There
all
you
right.
Go.
Happy birthday, Jared!
PSS 190, sending us out. Thanks for listening. Check us out next time. So long. Bye.
Later.
Yeah, do those!
1 But what can your money we make? If anyone can hook me up, you can. You gotta help me, vodka, help me get her out of the bar.
Crayola, Crayola's all that I know. The color's delicious, making a rainbow. Crayola, I love you so.
Said, girl, if you're wondering if I'm stalking you,
I'm stalking you,
I'm stalking you.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com.